In 1990, there was an estimated 11.6 million under five deaths, and the figure has fallen to 7.2 million in 2011. And that maternal deaths were in 1990 were at 409,053, and the figure has fallen to 273,465 by 2011. So there has been progress.
But does that mean that we are on track for 2015?
We collected all the data that is currently available. Assessments that will be made by Countdown, by all the global partners in maternal, newborn and child health, and collated this data. And this is the data that we use to assess whether progress has been made or not. And like we said, overall, there is progress. But based on the data that is currently collected by stakeholders and countries, 13 out of our 75 priority countries are on track to achieve MDG 4, and only 4 countries are on track to reach MDG 5. The Millennium Development Goal 4 is dealing with the health of children, and MDG 5 is for the reduction of maternal morbidity and mortality.
In the report, Sub-Saharan Africa is said to be enduring the highest rate of mortality amongst women and children. Is this true and why?
We feel that Africa is being held back by several things. You know, when we get to our recommendation section, we talk about consistency of funding. Even though a lot of funding has been going to health over the past 10 years, a lot of it has been targeted funding that has not effectively covered all the interventions that are required to reduce maternal, newborn and child mortality. And a lot of the resources have not been consistent. A country, for example, will apply for global funding this year and maybe get funding for the next 3 years. And then after 3 years, when it applies again, the funding is rejected.
There's widespread concern that donor funding has declined for initiatives on women and children's health. Do you have concerns for the future?
We do need to urge the global community to ensure that during the next 3 years, before up to 2015, they not only maintain the level of funding, but they increase it substantially in order to be able to accelerate progress. The second issue is human resources for health. There's a huge shortage of human resources for health. And this tremendous shortage is most evident in Africa because a lot of the health doctors, a lot of the health professionals that are trained in Africa are now found in the US, in the UK, in these developed economies, actually improving the health service delivery in these countries and not in their own countries. Countries like Ghana, for example, have got well over 2/3 of the doctors that they've trained in the past decade working outside the country. And this is a strong recommendation that we make.